Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show here. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. Coming up, what is a perma-crisis? Aria's got a story about that. You can, of course, bring up whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about some suggestions from some government, pro-government professor who wrote an article over at Bloomberg. This got shared around quite a bit on social media because, well, a lot of people were making fun of it. About what to do because of inflation, how to handle that, the continually increasing prices, some suggestions for that. We actually had some great suggestions from a caller last hour. He talked about, you know, try to reduce your bills. That's a good suggestion. He said try to take them to zero, which obviously is a little difficult.
I think zero is impossible. I've never even heard someone say, just try to take your bills to zero. I really think that's impossible.
I think even he had to admit that he'd still be paying property taxes on the property that he wanted to build his tiny home on. But certainly there are ways to...
Even if you grow your own food, you're going to have to be watering the plants and buying the seeds and the soil and
in theory, you could live on a piece of property that water runs through, and then you could get some level of free water from that. So there are definitely some ways to reduce your bills.
Yeah, but I'm talking zero.
Yeah, getting to zero is a near impossible task. And in fact, the closer you get to zero, the more you're probably going to have to spend, like on
expensive
chickens.
Things. You got to feed your chickens. Then you'll get eggs. But
well, chickens will eat just about anything, as I understand it, from what Conan has said. I mean, throw them some rotting watermelons or whatever, and they're totally happy.
But you want your eggs to be nutritious. Like, you can feed them soy, but if they're eating soy, then you're eating soy. You want to feed them stuff like meat and good stuff, which I thought was weird until I learned recently that chickens eat meat.
Wouldn't surprise me. So we've got a few more suggestions here from this story. And, of course, you're welcome to weigh in at 603-283-6160. And let's jump back into this here. So she's talking about, again, food prices are up. She makes suggestions as to using alternatives, suggesting people could use lentils or beans instead of eating meat. Or vegetables, which she says vegetable prices are up a little over 4%. Lentils and beans, those prices are up 9%. And she compares that to meat prices, which have increased about 14% from February of last year.
Having a bunch of dry beans is a good idea.
And we already knew that Americans eat too much meat, or they eat a lot more meat than anyone else does.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it's not surprising that one of the first things that, you know, people suggest is, well, eat less meat. It's more expensive than everything else you're eating. But Americans are never going to go for it.
And beans are so good for you. And if you eat them, like, 5 times a day, I mean, I think it's 3 times a day. You have to get 3 servings of beans a day anyway. I mean, it's hard. When I had this
That's a lot of beans, man.
I had this app called the Daily Dozen, which is like the dozen different things you can eat every day to get all the nutrition you need in the whole day. And it's impossible for me to eat that much food. It's just so much.
I don't eat 3 times a day, much less 3 orders of beans.
It's just like side beans, but yeah.
You had mentioned, Aria, that you had tried the Vegetable Impossible Burger at some point, and you weren't impressed.
I was not impressed, no. I mean, it may have been that one was old, but it did not have the texture or the substance to it that a meat product would have. It was close.
Yeah, I had it in 2019. I had one of them. Not at Burger King. This was slightly before, maybe around the same time it came out of Burger King. I don't generally go to fast food at all. So it was when Mark and I were in Vegas for the Freedom Fest. So we were actually at one of those hotel restaurants, so one of the ones that was in the casino, and they had the Impossible Burger on the menu. It costs like $2 extra, and of course we're talking about a $26 burger, right? Because it's Vegas,
and that defeats the purpose automatically. It's $2 extra more than meat, and it's made of vegetables.
Right. Well, most of the time these things do cost more than meat when it comes to going out to eat to get these things. Maybe eventually they'll become on par or whatever, but at least
see, that's because they're doing it wrong. Like the old Burger King veggie burger, it didn't taste anything like an actual patty of meat. It tasted like a veggie burger. It was actually really, really good. It had its own unique, distinct flavor, and it was cheaper than your average, ordinary beef burger.
But they got rid of it?
Yeah. It wasn't supposed to be, hey, this is meat for people who don't want to actually eat meat. Like, no, this is a veggie burger. That's what it's for.
That's what my mom used to eat. The Boca burger is just a veggie burger. I just thought it was gross in general. Like, it was just, I can remember the smell and everything, but it wasn't pretending to be meat.
So I remember reading about this thing, and supposedly it's got, like, estrogen in it or something like that. I don't remember all the details.
There's probably a lot of soy.
That may very well be. I just remember it being fine. You know, like, it had all the usual burger stuff on it, so I didn't taste, like, a patty next to another patty. Then you might have been able to really kind of tell the difference. But with all the other, you know, tomato and lettuce and, you know, all that stuff on, it seemed consistent enough to fit in or fill in.
That may be why Burger King's doesn't work as well, because a Whopper is going to taste the same no matter where in the United States you go to get it, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like Local Burger. If Local Burger had an Impossible Burger here in Keene, they could probably pull it off, because there's so much uniqueness in each patty and each burger that they put together as it is. But with Burger King, every single product that they send through is supposed to taste like every single other product that they send through. A Whopper Jr. is always going to taste the same. Mm-hmm. But if you go to a local restaurant and pay $26 for a burger, you're going to get a tomato that tastes probably different than the tomato they sell at Burger King. The lettuce is going to taste different. It's all going to be fresher, so you're going to taste those things more.
And in season or out of season.
Yeah. You're going to taste all of those flavors instead of just the Burger King version, where it's flame broiled whatever with some, you know, mass produced vegetables thrown on top of it with some with a dab of ketchup and mayo or whatever.
And MSG.
You think they add MSG? Burger King?
I think maybe all restaurants do. That's just what I assume.
I don't even know what MSG is.
It's monosodium glutamate?
Yes, thank you. It's just
sounds
like a
delicious.
It's like a
it is.
It's, you know, Accent?
No.
Oh, it's a seasoning people use a lot in the South. Just put it on everything, and it's MSG.
Okay.
MSG is known for being what they call a flavor enhancer.
Mm. It's not like salt. It just gets your brain addicted to it. You actually, like, if you just taste it, it doesn't taste like salt. It's weird. I don't know. It doesn't really taste like anything, but it gets you literally addicted to it, because it just, when you eat it, your brain just releases chemicals.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know anything about how it works, but it's sort of noteworthy for being found in a lot of Chinese food, for instance. It's on almost every chip or whatever. Like, if you've got Doritos or something like that, check the ingredients and you'll almost guaranteed find monosodium glutamate.
It's on everything at the Moose Mart.
Okay.
That can't be true. It's not in candy.
No, I meant
like chips,
the food they make.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Chris, add MSG there?
Chris argues that it's anti-Chinese propaganda that MSG is bad for you, and I kind of am getting convinced that he's right, because apparently that it was something that came out of China. That's just what I'm trying to remember from what Chris told me, and people started saying, oh, MSG gives you cancer, and it was actually all fake science, and really MSG doesn't give you cancer. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm skeptical of the negative claims towards MSG myself, although that said, I don't think anything in excess is probably good for you, so, you know, don't dump MSG on all of your foods, but that said...
Well,
that
ruins my evening dinner plans.
That said, if you do have a bottle of Accent around, or a shaker of Accent, and you've got a particularly bland meal that you ended up with for whatever reason, you can sprinkle a little bit of Accent on there, and it might make it
taste
a little
better.
Or just
when you're cooking, when you... throw some Accent on stuff, people are just going to think you're a better cook than you really are, and you can impress your friends. I'm serious.
Well, whatever it takes to impress people.
All right, the number you're
they would be more impressed to just see me cooking, I think, than even if it's not edible. They're like, yeah, but you cooked it.
We've had your spaghetti.
Yeah,
I was going to
say,
really
you made good spaghetti.
Oh, thank you.
And you made the meatballs.
603-283-6160. So she's got another suggestion here, and this one is... I'm going to take some issue with this one. She says, stay away from buying in bulk.
Oh, that's the one I thought was so weird. I've never heard anybody give that as a suggestion for saving money. It's the opposite.
Yeah. Now, there are some caveats here, and it's worth talking about this. So we'll get into it. You can share your thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. There's smarter ways to buy in bulk, and then there's not so smart ways to buy in bulk.
Yeah, you don't need to buy 30 hammocks from Walmart or whatever.
We'll talk about it. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts with us here.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extend Ovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extend Ovite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Phones
lines are open. If you want to join the show here, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Bonnie.
603-283-6160. What kind of suggestions do you have for lowering your cost of living as prices are going up everywhere? What do you do to cut back? These are some of the ideas we've been throwing around here tonight. Sparked off by an article that definitely has a statist tinge to it coming from Bloomberg.com. And she gets into this one here. I'll give her credit here. Her name is Teresa Gilarducci. And this one is an interesting suggestion because I think it'll spark some good conversation, not because I agree with it. I only agree partially with this. She says, stay away from buying in bulk. And she goes on to say, you usually don't save any money by buying more. Well, that's obviously not true.
Yeah, that's just not true. Like, there's this soap I buy for the shower, and I use it so much, like I'm always going through it. So instead of buying one for $6 at CVS at a time, I buy a 3-pack on Amazon for like $18.
Right. No.
Wait, no, it's less than that. No. It's less than that. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Unless the argument is that, you know, having an excess of these things causes a person to use more of it. Like, having an entire room full of toilet paper causes a person to use up an extra roll each week because they're just more frivolously using it. I don't see what the argument here. Oh, or it's buying dumb things in bulk. Like, I'm reminded of the episode of Futurama where Zoidberg finally became a, quote, crafty consumer. So he went out and he bought, like, 14 copies of a CD saying, I'm buying in bulk. I'm so smart now. But it's like, dude, you bought 14. And that's the joke, right? He bought 14 copies of a CD. It's not going to do him any good. It's not like buying 14 rolls of toilet paper or 14 right. packs of toilet paper or 14 cases of bottled water or anything like that.
I think yours are like $7 or $8 at the local store.
They're really expensive at CVS.
Yeah.
And then you get them for
like 15 or something if you get the 3-pack or whatever.
Yeah, I don't remember off the top of my head.
So going on, she says, sure, there may be great deals, but most consumers wind up falling for the tricks that entice them to spend more. Things like offering free samples, which often leads to impulse buying, or placing discounted big-ticket items near the entrance. If you absolutely must buy in bulk, try to do it with a friend so you can split some of the costs and ensure everything gets eaten or used. Most of that paragraph doesn't really have to do with buying in bulk. I've never seen free samples on bulk products. That's generally not something that happens very often.
Rarely. The last time I saw a free sample.
Yeah, I mean, well, that is also something that seems to have gone away in recent years as far as...
At least during COVID, if not just in general before then.
Yeah, I hope it'd be nice to see that come back because it was always fun to, you know, get free samples when you're at the grocery store.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of something more like, okay, buy, you know, an 8-pack roll of our toilet paper, and you get a roll of our paper towels to try out for free or something
almost
like that.
Almost never happens.
Where are these people buying their stuff from that has these free samples included in products?
It used to be like that at HEB, and it's just occurring to me that the coupons went away after COVID-19. I didn't think about this until just now. HEB is like the grocery store in Texas, and like, I'd go there for groceries and then Walmart for anything else. Like, I did not buy groceries at Walmart because HEB is just so much better. But I'm just realizing there used to be coupons, like, everywhere in the whole store, and they were yellow coupons. And sometimes you'd get one that said, like, if you buy a pack of Topo Chico, you can get something else for free. And that was only in, like, 2019, but now they're gone, so... Hmm.
So then she points out about they put big ticket items, discounted big ticket items near the entrance. I think she must be referring to bulk buy stores like Costco or Sam's Club or whatever. But that doesn't...
Where they're like, buy a pallet of ibuprofen and save a dollar.
Yeah, now that's obviously insane, right? So you do have to come into it with some level of intelligence. You cannot just presume... The mistake, I think one of the common mistakes in buying bulk is someone will presume they're getting a better deal. And that's not always necessarily true. You still need to look at the price. You still need to compare the price to what you would pay at another store or what you would pay for a smaller amount. As a general rule, when you buy a larger volume of product, you do get a cheaper per ounce price. That's generally a true rule, but you still need to pay attention.
I have taught one of my friends, and they were like, well, I've never paid attention to that in my life. And I was just like, well, it's a good thing I've had my dad show me this. At least in a lot of stores, on the price tag, there will be a little per ounce. amounts thing, and right there you can compare brands. Like, this one is the same amount, but it's a different amount, so you can't compare without a calculator, so you just look at the per ounce part on the price tag. But I don't know if that's every store. Definitely like Walmart.
There are some stores that have that. However, you still have to be careful with that, because sometimes it's not consistent what they're comparing. So you have to look at what they're actually comparing. It's not always per ounce. Oh. Sometimes it might be one product might be per ounce, but another one might be per pound.
Okay, well, yeah, you got to pay attention.
So, yeah, you always have to pay attention to what, you know, you're getting into. And the one good point she makes here is if you buy something in bulk that can go bad and you cannot finish the product before it goes bad,
you wasted money.
Then you've definitely wasted money.
Sure.
But that's true even if you buy something that's not in bulk, right? So we for instance, bought some meat, some lunch meat the other day at the grocery store. And
I just kind of forgot about
it. We didn't get through it in time. We didn't forget about it, just I didn't want to eat lunch meat every single day or whatever. I wanted something else. And so we didn't finish it all. We had to throw it away. And that's obviously going to be even – that's bad enough on a small purchase. It hurts when that happens, but if you bought a, you know, 10 times the amount or two times the amount what you would normally buy, and then more than half of it goes bad, well, you've really thrown away quite a bit of money in that particular case.
And I don't want to state the obvious here, but as far as saving money on groceries and stuff like that, coupons cannot be beat. And you can find, just go online and search for coupons, and you can find them. And they will save you lots of money if you want to go through the trouble of...
If you spend the time on it, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to spend the time on it, you could save massive amounts of money using coupons.
I looked into, like, just doing couponing and doing the thing where you save, like, lots and lots of money each time. And you have to spend money to get into that. So you have to, like, buy... Like, you can't just get all of the coupons in a free magazine or something, like all the manufacturer's coupons. So some people sell packs where they've done all the work and put them all together. And yeah, you have to spend money to make money, but it seems to be a real, actually good thing. It seems like it works, but that was way before COVID-19, so I don't know if it's harder.
It's still available.
Now. Yeah. Like, during COVID-19, I had a manufacturer's coupon. It was just $2 on some shampoo or something, and I wanted to spend it at HEB, and I wasn't working on the self-checkout, so as I always did anytime I had a coupon, I had to just call someone, hey, can you make this go through? And she's like, sorry, due to the crisis, we're the pandemic, we're not pushing through any coupons. I was like, it's a manufacturer's coupon, so you know that it is valid, and look, I have the right item and everything. She's like, we're not doing it as a policy due to COVID-19. I was like, really? Because HEB is making lots and lots of money off of this pandemic, and you're just not giving me $2, and I never wanted to go back, but of course I did. You just can't beat their price.
The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join the show, you can take control of the airwaves here. Again, if you want to give us some examples of ways that you have cut back, you're welcome to share your experience. 603-283-6160. And she's got a couple other tips coming up here that might not be so bad. We'll share that, and you can share your thoughts as well.
They're about to be better than eating bugs.
Well, thankfully, she hasn't actually suggested that. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Europe to meet with NATO and European leaders Thursday and discuss ways countries can further assist Ukraine fight back against Russia's unprovoked invasion. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the president will push NATO countries to step up defenses in Eastern Europe.
The president will start by meeting with the Secretary General to check signals, get on the same page in terms of the agenda for the NATO summit.
Day two in the Senate confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is in the books. Senators wrapping up their questions around 8 p.m. Eastern Time Wednesday. President Biden nominating the 51-year-old Jackson to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. The confirmation hearings continue Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News. A bipartisan group of senators has a request for the president.
A group of 40 U.S. Republican members of the Senate and House of Representatives Armed Services Committee are urging President Joe Biden to add a 5% increase above inflation for defense spending in his proposal for the fiscal 2023 U.S. budget. In his first year in office, Biden submitted a budget keeping the Department of Defense spending basically flat as he and many of his fellow Democrats sought to rein in the DOD budget. Biden is expected to announce his budget next week.
Officials in Texas are looking for suspects who attempted to rob an armored truck. The Harris County Sheriff says the robbery attempt happened Wednesday afternoon outside a Comerica bank. The guards shot back and the suspects ran off. Google News is reportedly being blocked in Russia. The Interfax news agency reports Russia is accusing it of publishing what it calls fake material about the country's military operation in Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the Porcupine Freedom Festival and ForkFest. ForkFest comes up the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. This year, ForkFest is June 27th through July 3rd. And it is the 6th annual ForkFest, same place as before, Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. All you have to do to attend ForkFest is just simply reserve your camping site, your RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. That's all you got to do. There's no ticket to ForkFest.
July 3rd, so it won't be for the fireworks?
The fireworks happen on that Saturday, so actually the fireworks will be on the 2nd. Of July at the campground. So they decide when to do it, and they always have it on the Saturday just because the 4th obviously isn't always on a weekend. And it's probably going to be a few years before it is again. But you can enjoy those fireworks, hopefully, because they've been doing them for 40-something years there at the campground, and they're amazing. So definitely worth staying around for that. June 27th through July 3rd, it's a great excuse to just hang out in the woods with, it's not really real camping. It's camping with amenities, let's say. It's easy access to anything that you need in town. It's not very far away. And hopefully there'll be people cooking there.
How
was that last year, Aria? Were there some people cooking at ForkFest?
There were, but there weren't as many as there were the year before.
Okay. So there may be an opportunity.
There is definitely an opportunity. But people like Mikey, who goes every year, yeah. Matt, who is on the show with us on Thursday nights, yeah. They didn't cook last year.
Oh, yeah. Big loss there.
So,
yeah.
There were some new people.
Okay.
Mikey told me he's going to be making pancakes this year.
Sweet. All right, so check it out. And a good way to figure out kind of what's going on is to connect with the community, and you can do that over at forkfest.party. There's some chat rooms that you can link up to. There's a forum, and that's a good way to kind of find out what other people might be planning on doing. Because, again, it's decentralized. There's no central command and control. There's no bureaucracy that runs the thing. There's nobody who's in charge. So you got to kind of bring to the table what you want to see happen. Check it out at forkfest.party and mark your calendar. Get your campsite over at Rogers Campground, June 27th through July 3rd. So a few more suggestions here from the story about how to handle the inflation, how to handle the constantly going, the rising prices that we're seeing in society. So she says, you know, be considerate of buying in bulk. Ultimately, you do need to pay attention to what you're going to buy and make sure you're actually getting a better deal and make sure that it's not going to go bad before, you know, before you finish it. She says, aside from being more thoughtful about purchases, it's also prudent to think about unnecessary charges. So review your credit card to make sure there aren't any unwanted recurring ones. This is a good suggestion, and one that people should do on a regular basis, at least once a year.
There's an app that will do this for you, in fact.
I was going to look into it. I can't remember what it's called.
I don't remember what it's called, but I need to look back into it because I remembered the other day that I've been subscribed to Netflix for like the last 6 months.
But you haven't used it?
And I haven't opened Netflix. And the last thing I watched on Netflix was the second season of Tiger King. And I watched like the first 10 minutes of that. And that was back in October of last year, maybe.
Wasn't good?
No, it didn't hold my interest.
There's three here that I see. Hiatus, Truebill, and Harvest.
These are the companies that will help you figure out what's on your bill. What makes them useful? Is it that they can identify the obscure things by their phone number or something like that?
I don't know, never having used one of these, but in theory, you would give them access to your account.
Uh-huh.
Like, you would give them your Netflix login credentials, and they would just, you know, keep an eye on your history. And if you're not using your Netflix or your Spotify or whatever, they'd send you a notification. Hey, you haven't used Netflix in, you know, 3 weeks, but you're going to be charged for it.
Wait. You give them access to Netflix? This doesn't analyze your credit card
bill?
It might
be their email, because I used to have this thing called Paribus that would watch your emails, and then if anything you ordered online didn't arrive in time, they would contact them themselves on your behalf and then get them to give you either a refund or money, and it worked for me. It's just that now I realize, oh, that's a huge privacy issue, and I wouldn't want to do that anymore.
Were they getting paid by getting a cut of the refund?
Yeah, you don't pay them. They get paid some other way.
Huh. I'm just curious.
The ones I'm thinking about are strictly for subscription services.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I've never used one of those.
So you're not talking about something that actually looks at your credit card bill and figures out what's on there.
No, those things exist as well. There's like the Clio app and the Dave app and stuff like that. Those things certainly exist. Huh. I never found much use for them, but they do exist and they do monitor your stuff. And they are neat, but I didn't find them to be valuable to my life.
Okay. I mean, normally I would just look at my credit card bill and say, okay, I know what that is. What's this thing?
You know, every time I see that commercial, I just think this must be for people who have a lot of stuff coming out of different credit cards. Because I have, like, one bank account they use, and it's just, I would notice.
You would know.
And there is one thing that is recurring that I need to get rid of, but it's just not going to work with that app because it's a freaking insurance thing. And every time I've called them, it's so complicated. It takes so long. And there was...
It's all still only like two different cards. And they're from the same bank, so it's super easy to monitor. It's all within the same app. But they come out at such random times. Like, oh, here's GoDaddy hitting you with a DNS charge
once a year
or whatever. And, okay, here's your web hosting that, for whatever reason, I still have set up for every month or whatever. And here's your email service from GoDaddy. And, oh, here's Spotify. Here's HBO Max. Here's, you know, Netflix. Here's Hulu. Here's... all of these others, here's Amazon Prime. Here's a random $35 Amazon Prime purchase. I don't know what that's for. I assume it's something I bought at some point.
That you have recurring?
No, it's just popped up a few days ago. Like, I knew for a fact that I hadn't ordered Amazon on that particular day, but there's this $35 Amazon charge. I assume it's something I ordered at some point that was on back order, and suddenly they haven't. They're like, hey, we're going to ship this to you now.
Well, you should be able to pull up your order list on Amazon and review it and
see
what's
there.
Yes,
but there's also Amazon subscriptions. I have several of those. Mm-hmm. I mean, once you start subscribing to stuff regularly using your credit card or your debit card or stuff, it becomes almost immediately overwhelming because it's so convenient to just have the stuff that you know you're going to use, like laundry detergent or paper towels or, you know, toiletries delivered to your house.
But then if Amazon adds something in there, you wouldn't know, right? Like if they shipped you an extra thing or whatever.
You know when you received it.
Well, I would know that I got an extra thing. I'm like, I didn't.
But did they charge you more or whatever? Yeah, you could get a little lost in that. But the point here is to be aware of your purchases, right? To pay attention to them. Some people will just put things on their card and they'll just never even look at the bill, right? They just pay it whatever it costs. You got to pay it. Well, look at the bill and see what's on there. Maybe there's something there you forgot about, or there's a recurring charge that you signed up for years ago and just like you said, you haven't used the Netflix account in 6 months and you just realized it recently. So
I have a Microsoft Office one too, and I don't even use that. I use Libra on my.
That's another one. I don't have a Microsoft Office account, but I do have a Microsoft Xbox account. Why? I don't even have an Xbox.
So take the time to cancel those accounts and
maybe
save
yourself
a few bucks.
Maybe you should get one of those apps and let us know if it works.
I did cancel the Xbox one.
All right, good deal.
So, I got charged for it. I was like, what the hell did I sign up for Xbox?
This one's going to be a shocker, I think, for the both of you. And it's I think a lot of people are going to be shocked by this one. If you're one of the many Americans who became a new pet owner during the pandemic, you might want to rethink those costly pet medical needs. It may sound harsh, but researchers actually don't recommend pet chemotherapy, which can cost up to $10,000 for ethical reasons. Now, indeed, there are some really questionable techniques for allegedly helping pets. A lot of it's, you know, just as much bunk as what they try to sell humans as far as human medical treatments.
I think about that stuff all the time. Like, I'm not vaccinated against anything since the day I was born. My mom got me vaccinated at the hospital, and then she got scared and stopped vaccinating all of us. So I always think about, why do I get my dog vaccinated? It's just because it's the
they
thing
say so.
They tell me to do. So it's really scary. Like, that's another reason I don't want to have kids. I mean, they would just be like, you got to do this. And I'd be like, I don't know. They told me to do it.
Yeah, but the Bill Gates of the world. No, that was me trying to speak. It was me coughing. The Bill Gates of the world, though, they have better things to do than figure out how to, like, brainwash my dog with a vaccine, right?
Hopefully.
So I figure any vaccine is probably safe, right? They want to brainwash me, not the dog.
Yeah, but what if it just helped? Like, what if he could live 16 years, but instead he lives 15 years? I would hate if I could know that.
The number, if you want to join the show here, is 603-283-6160. We're going to find out what a perma-crisis is coming up.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Bonnie.
And you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to follow us on our Odyssey channel, which you can do over at video.freetalklive.com. It's a great website that is killing YouTube as far as content is concerned. You can actually find things that you want to watch on Odyssey. They are not banning people for their opinions.
Or nationality like Russians.
Indeed. So check out Odyssey. It's a great platform. It's based on Library, which is actually a protocol that allows you to store media online with no censorship whatsoever. So you really ought to check out Library if you're really interested in freedom of speech, lbry.com. Odyssey is a platform built on top of that. There's a little bit more to Odyssey than that is concerned, so check them out. They do live streaming, too. That's where we stream video every single night over at video.freetalklive.com. Please give us a follow there, and then you'll probably, if you look around, you'll find some of your favorite YouTube channels, especially the ones that have been kicked off of YouTube. Almost all of them have made the flip.
Well, it's just a few clicks to migrate your entire YouTube channel over to Library. So I can't imagine why any YouTube creator, even if they're just making gaming videos or something just completely non-controversial, why wouldn't you
want to do it?
Go ahead and do it.
And you can make Library coins off of it.
Yep, that's true. And they're
don't tell the SEC because they're not happy about that part.
No, the SEC is going after Library, which is one of the reasons why we're big supporters of Library, because they're doing great work for the world of freedom and the freedom to watch and spread media. It's not just videos; you can also upload MP3s and things like that there. So check it out, lbry.com, and follow our channel at video.freetalklive.com. Aria, you had a story that has introduced a new term. And they're not doing this, they're not explaining this term, permacrisis, in a way that is being critical of that, right? Like, they're embracing this term.
Yeah.
Where's it coming from?
It is coming from The Guardian,
okay.
Of course. Hard left. When John Adams and his two daughters settled down to watch a family film, he wasn't expecting questions about bombing raids. What the hell family film were they watching, first
Maybe
of
like
all?
2012. I always thought that movie was way too scary.
Sound of Music?
That I don't. Maybe they could. It could be that one.
Yeah.
Bombing raids are in The Sound of Music?
It's. I don't know if a bombing raid per se, but it does take place in like Nazi times.
But as they discussed what to watch, he spotted 12-year-old Helen scrolling through YouTube looking for clips of air raid sirens. She wanted to know what it would sound like if worse came to worst. The question this morning at breakfast was, what are we meant to do if there's a nuclear attack, says Adam, a stay-at-home dad from Caterham in Surrey. That one just took me right back to my childhood, when these were real practical questions. That it was never a practical question, and there was never a practical answer.
Yeah, I was going to say, the answers weren't practical at all. I mean, the question isn't unbelievable, but...
You die. That's what you do.
That's like Chris Wade. He just bought a nuclear radiation detector, and he was saying, you don't really have to worry about it unless it goes over 52. And I was like, then you won't have to worry about it either. You'll just say 52, right. And there'll be a white flash, and it'll be over.
Fun fact, the reason that the Fallout guy from the video games is doing this is because mm-hmm. that's the general rule. If you hold your thumb up, if it covers up the mushroom cloud, then you're a safe distance, a relatively safe distance.
Really?
And if it doesn't, then you're going to die probably sooner rather than later. But that's why he's giving a thumbs up.
I had not heard that. Yeah. That's interesting.
So a thumbs up is a bit more practical than a, you know, radiation detector.
Yeah.
So this guy still remembers deciding that in the event of war, he would climb some high ground near his house to watch for incoming missiles. Now,
is that going to do?
Right, but this is a guy who was traumatized by years of propaganda and Cold War fear-mongering.
Yeah.
And I was just showing propaganda fear-mongering to his kids for entertainment.
Yes, he's paying that forward, not for entertainment. He wants his kids to be as terrified as he was when he was a kid. Now he's the one digging out maps to show 9-year-old Izzy, his 9-year-old kid, where Ukraine is. The family has distant relatives in the country who have now escaped to Hungary, which he thinks has made the war that bit more real for them. Over tea, or on the school run, in those rare raw moments just before lights out, when children disclose what's actually troubling them, many parents now face questions they're struggling to answer. A primary school teacher friend spent last week soothing pupils who were panicking that a bomb was about to drop on them.
Wow.
Where is this? Where was that?
It doesn't
the
say.
The UK, I
but
think.
It's presumably
Surrey.
The UK.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't say. The father was from Surrey. It doesn't say where the altar themselves is from.
The Guardian is based in the UK, but they do a lot of international reporting, so hard to say. But it doesn't sound like somebody who's near the action, because they said their family lives in Hungary, which is some ways away.
Well, British children's anxieties pale in comparison with what the Ukrainian peers are suffering under bombardment from Russian rockets, a pandemic that led to rising mental health problems among young people. Well, it was your fear-mongering caused a lot of those health problems, has left many parents wondering about the impact of living through seemingly apocalyptic times. Books on helping children manage their emotions. How about just don't expose your kids to constant fear?
Yeah.
From the TV presenter Ant Middleton's Mission Total Resilience to Tom and Joe Brassington's picture book Bottled are shooting up on Amazon rankings. On Mom's Net, which apparently is some sort of forum, a mother questioning whether her daughter's year 3 teachers should have talked to the class about Ukrainians having to leave the country with their pets for fear of being shot by Russians. The consensus was that this was already the talk of the playground, so why shouldn't the teacher bring it up?
I don't see why she shouldn't.
I don't know what year 3 is. What is that, a third grader, presumably?
Yeah.
I don't think it's really a third grade teacher's job to explain to your kids that, you know, children in Ukraine are leaving with their pets for fear of being shot by Russians.
Mm. Maybe if they asked about it.
It seems like it's propaganda. We don't know how much. There doesn't seem to be a lot of truth in that.
No, there's definitely a lot of Western propaganda that is very anti-Russian and is not fair at all. For all the talk about how bad Russia is, I remember somebody was telling me they saw a video of a Russian tank squad or whatever that was trying to move down whatever street, and some Ukrainian person was standing in front of the tank. And you know what? They tried to go around him.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right? Well, so, like, if they're trying to go around the guy, instead of crushing him and shooting him or whatever, you're not in a war, full-on, like, kill-em-all war situation, right? You're in a situation where, at the very least, you could say, this invading force knows there are people with video cameras around and doesn't want to look like as monstrous of a group as, say, the Red Chinese did back in the day.
Well, that's one video, but I follow this Telegram group called Intel Slava. You can find it at t.me/IntelSlava. Mm-hmm. And they're a Russian news aggregator who covers conflicts, geopolitics, and urgent news from around the world. And I've seen plenty of videos of, you know, actual, like, ruined cities and stuff in Ukraine.
Yeah, are they real?
I don't doubt it, but prior to the, when COVID-19 first started, I followed this guy on Telegram called Dr. Harry Chin, who was a former Chinese national who was sharing videos of people just dropping dead in the streets as they were walking.
Yep.
Beijing was on fire, and people were just, you know, standing there at tables, and suddenly they would just fall face first dead. It turns out none of that was actually going on.
But he
had me believe that, oh man, this is the real thing. And when
he was probably working for the Chinese government, and they made those fake videos to scare people. It's likely what happened.
I don't know what benefit they would have from that. I'm just saying.
Fear-mongering.
I can't believe any of them.
Shut the world down and the country down.
A population that is living in fear is easily controlled.
Speaking of Julia, a mother of three teenagers aged 19, 17, and 14, regrets reassuring them when the virus first emerged in China that it was nothing to worry about. Within weeks, the boys were in lockdown, and their grandmother had died in a nursing home. I learned then never to reassure when I couldn't be sure.
Well, no kid's grandma has ever died in a nursing home.
Right.
Liz is a different person. She believes that her children, aged 12, 14, and 16, should have been lied to. And she says that. I'm a firm believer in lying to the children.
14.
But get this. We told them we'd all be fine and not to worry during COVID, which we all were. So you didn't lie to them, did you?
Right.
So you're not you're a firm believer in telling your kids the truth that other people don't want you to tell them?
Your kids are going to really grow up to hate you if you're lying to them at 16 years old. They're going to find out within a day that you're lying to them because there's the internet and they're not, like, children at that point. And then they're going to grow up like, yeah, my mom always lied to me.
And I would suggest, you know, a psychiatrist suggests sticking to general statements. Countries are working together to figure out what to do.
The really government's on it.
Interesting story. I think we should post this over on the Free Talk Live social. So if you don't have access, send it over and I'll make sure it gets posted. I wish we had more time to talk about how living in fear is so dangerous, especially for kids, but for anybody. And staying optimistic is always worth doing. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
project I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.